Hello, this is Bob Gray Sr. Welcome to the Ministry Moments podcast. Hello, this is Bob Gray Sr. Welcome to Ministry Moments. I made a statement last week about Joe Boyd saying to me, he loved that little phrase, staph infection. And so because of that, I have another but brief but to the point from Ministry Moments today. Ministry Moments YouTube, subscribe now, Bob Gray Sr. That way you won't have to worry about getting it. You can get it at your own leisure. And then you can use your favorite podcast supplier and get it. Or you can go to softchurchproblems.com and subscribe there, which I wish you would. So we got a lot of great material in there that'll be of help to you. But today I want to talk to you about that term, staph infection. And I had 100 people that the staff with me at Longview Baptist Temple. What great people, great people. And some of them are in heaven now. And just tremendous people. And great Christians and great soul winners. And you just couldn't help but love them. And the work got done not because of me, but because we worked as a team together. And everybody was an important member of that team. But let's talk about staph infection, because if it ever happens to you, you'll have a revolt. They'll run you out of town. It's a terrible thing to have something like that happen, but it does happen. Hire good people, inside or outside. Some say, well, do I get them from the outside or do I get them from the inside? I've done both and had problems with both. And it's just sad it's that way, but it's not, you got to know the person and know the background of the person and his history. All right, let's talk about staph infection. Number one, hire slowly and fire slowly. Hire slowly and fire slowly. You hire them, and then you say, oh, this ain't working out. Well, why should their family pay that only for the mistake that you made by hiring them? That's why it's important that you understand you're just as responsible for them as anybody, because you hired them. If it is not working out, it's partially your fault and partially their fault. So hire slowly, fire slowly. Brother Hiles would move people from one ministry to another ministry to try to find a place for them to where that they could serve the Lord and be effective. And I like that. I like that. So hire slowly, fire slowly. Number two, do not hire famous people. When you hire famous people, they owe you nothing. Remember, Brother Duckett Jr., God bless his memory. What a great Christian, a great staff, one of the best staff members ever had. And a great songwriter, all our soul winning clinics. He wrote the themes for all those soul winning clinics. Just an amazing man. But when his dad's the one that talked to me about his son. He said, I think you ought to, at that time, one of my assistants was going into pastorate. And he said, I think you ought to talk to my son. And so I did. I went down and preached for his dad. And met with him, and I said, are you sure? I said, he is so good at the music and being an assistant. Man, I feel bad. But no. He said, I think he has a great future. He said, my time's limited on earth. He said, but I'd like to see you take him and use him. And we did. Wow, what a great addition. But I remember him saying to me when I talked to him about it, he said, Brother Cray, I'm not a great soul winner. I win people, but I can't tell you I've had 5 baptisms in my whole ministry. And I said, Brother Duckett, that's not, you're a loyal man. You're a solid man. I can help you with the soul winning. I can help you with getting converts baptized. I can help you with that. Well, I did. And he did. I remember the last time I saw him we were having a staff meeting. He stepped in the conference room and said, Preacher, I've got to go to the hospital. We've got several members. He was our hospital visitation pastor. And I've got to go see him. He shut the door and then opened the door. I said, oh, by the way, I've got 2 converts for Sunday. And as last time I saw him, he went to heaven and his converts showed up. What a great man. And so he became very successful at soul winning and having converts baptized. And he felt like he owed me something. He felt like that I helped him to do it. God did it, but God helped me as an instrument to be able to help him. And so there was an affinity there that was created. When you hire famous people, they don't owe you anything. And you want to, the idea is help people reach their potential. And you've got somebody who's already reached their potential, help somebody else. You got an opening, help somebody else. The problem with it is we want them to do the work for us, and we want to be as successful because they were personally successful. Staff infection, a Joe Boyd term. Staff infection, hire slowly, fire slowly. Number two, do not hire famous people. Number three, it's mostly bad positioning, not bad people. I mentioned Brother House would move people from one ministry to another to try to help them. It's not a matter of mostly bad positioning, not bad people. Rarely do you get a snake. I mean, just very rarely. It's not that often. And so you want to take people and they're somewhere and it's not working. It's just not meshing. Well, then put them in another ministry there. Again, it's bad positioning, not bad people. Number four, know the difference between principle-oriented and purpose-oriented staff. When you hire people, you've got some, they're just zealous. I mean, they're going to win the world overnight and don't care if you've got a budget or no budget. They're purpose-oriented. Then you've got staff members, and especially in the financial department, who are principle-oriented. Man, how dare you? No purchase order, no requisition. And what they'll say to the pastor is that guy's disloyal. Well, no, he's purpose-oriented. He hasn't settled down to understand he's got to live by the principle. And they each think each other's disloyal. The principle-oriented person will say that the people in the bus ministry are disloyal. People in the bus ministry say the people in the financial department are disloyal. And the truth is neither one of them are. It's just you have to help them and understand, know the difference between principle-oriented staff and purpose-oriented. You need both. You've got to have both. And you've got to have a little bit of both into each person. So that's very important. So we're talking about staff infection. Joe Boyd, God bless you. Number one, hire slowly, fire slowly. Number two, do not hire famous people. Number three, it's mostly bad positioning, not bad people. Number four, know the difference between principle-oriented and purpose-oriented staff. Recognize them and help them. All right, next, daily staff devotion. That's how I helped. A daily staff devotion. I helped. When there was a controversy, we sat down and I helped. But the best thing I could do is to every day, and I was out of town Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, but I had Thursday and Friday, but a different staff member teach Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And that gave them 1 month to teach, which helped them a lot. But I would have staff devotions where I would deal with potential conflicts. Now, the best thing is curative teaching is not as effective as preventative teaching. So have enough sense to see it coming down the road and then teach ahead of time before there's a collision of ideas and people. It's very, very important. Brother Hiles was preventative more than he was curative. And he would say, get the tape, because one of these days you're going to need this tape. Get the tape. And then when it comes up, you'll need it. So preventative teaching versus curative teaching. So that's what staff devotions. I said, number one, it's talking about staff infection. Hire slowly, fire slowly. Number two, do not hire famous people. Number three, it's mostly bad positioning, not bad people. Number four, know the difference between principle-oriented and purpose-oriented staff members. Next, daily staff devotions. Number six, be patient like a father. Don't cut people. I have people work for me come up and say, you ought to fire that guy. You ought to fire that guy. Well, it's the pastor has been given a gift of the Holy Spirit of God to be an overseer and to lead. You've got to slow down. You can't fire everybody because you don't want everybody left. So you be patient like a father, like a father. We got a long ways to go here. This is not the end of the road. So be patient like a father. And that's where you take time with staff members and you spend time with them. And I'm so glad Brother House spent time with me. I can't begin to tell you. I am just thrilled that Brother House he was like a father to me. I remember one time he spoke for me 72 different individual times behind my pulpit. He said, now I stepped out in the hallway one day going he was going to preach, and he hugged me. And he said to me, "Brother Gray, you've got a great spirit. Don't lose it. Don't let anybody steal it from you. You've got a great spirit." And I've tried to do that. Now, if people don't like me because of the issues, I guarantee you, you talk to anybody who's heard me preach or been around me, and they say, "Well, he's got a bad disposition." Now, you can't say that and be truthful about it. Now, you may not like the straightforward preaching. Well, that's your problem, not my problem. And you say, "My staff didn't like him." You know who your staff is? Your wife and your son. That's who it is. I was in a conference and I preached. I guess I irritated the leadership there, I guess. But I had 6 converts sitting in that congregation. And one back to 1979 led him and his wife and the guy's dad before he died to Christ. And they loved me. Well, they didn't think it was harsh. They didn't think it was rough at all. They loved it. They loved it. And they asked me, "Are you coming back?" And I didn't answer them, but I can't come back because when the wife doesn't like you and the son doesn't like you, son, you're sunk. That's all there is to it. So staff infection, hire slowly, fire slowly. Number 2, do not hire famous people. Number 3, it's mostly bad positioning, not bad people. Number 4, know the difference between principle-oriented and purpose-oriented staff. Number 3, daily staff devotion is very important to help them precept upon precept, line upon line. Not going to be done overnight, but patience. Then that's number 6, be patient like a father. Number 7, gentle but firm. Gentle but firm. This is where the open door policy, come see me. We'll talk about it. Don't let it irritate you. Don't let it become a burr under your saddle. You come talk to you, and I'll talk to you decently, and you talk to me decently. Don't come in and lean on my desk and start hollering at me. Don't do that. Gentle but firm. Number 8, build a bank account of compassion to draw from. Build a bank account of compassion to draw from. That's what you do in parenting. You build up a bank account of compassion, and every once in a while, you've got to draw for that bank account of something you've got to correct. You know, if I ask you to draw out $10,000 right now out of the bank, you couldn't do it because you haven't got $10,000 in the bank. In fact, if you know if anybody does, let me know. But the truth is, you build a bank account of compassion, then you have something to draw from. And you're going to have to every once in a while. But you can do it in a manner that's becoming of your relationship and to the Father and to the people, coworkers, and so on. It's very important that you handle it correctly, but you can't do it if you don't have compassion already. You can't draw conviction from it. Number 9, handle immediately immorality. Handle immediately immorality. Now let me say this: stay out of the other pastor's business. If you hear something of immorality, don't you call the pastor on the carpet and say, "Why haven't you done something?" You don't know what the situation is. You don't have insight into it. You don't have inside information. And for you to separate from my pastor because he didn't cut their heads off right now. Look, he may be trying to salvage the wife and the children. He may be trying to do some work you don't even know about. And it's not fair. That's why we're independent Baptists. No leader of a paper ought to call a pastor on a carpet. Whether it be the Sword of the Lord or Revival Fires or the Baptist magazine, or we have no business calling some pastor on the carpet. None. Well, you're hurting the cause. You're not the pastor. You're violating Bible principle. And that's so wrong. Now, evangelist, there's no such thing as a cotton picking national evangelist that everybody's got to bow down to. Doesn't exist in the Bible. Does not exist in the Bible. Evangelists work for the church, the local church. That's who you work for. You're not the king. You're not the supreme power. Now, I know, I remember the day when it was taught to these young evangelists, you're the national conscience and you're the national leader of the nation and you're above the pastor. And that's not true. That's not true at all. You run a paper, God bless you. I'm glad you do. But don't you call a pastor on the carpet. Don't you do that. That's wrong. And evangelists work for the local church. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. It's so clear in the Bible. All right. Staff infection. Number 1, hire slowly, fire slowly. Number 2, do not hire famous people. Number 3, It's mostly bad positioning, not bad people. Number four, know the difference between principle-oriented and purpose-oriented staff. Understand the difference. Daily, number five, daily staff devotion. That'll help to slowly instill the Bible principles so that we get it and it's there. It's in the back of our mind and on the forefront of our mind when something happens. Number six, be patient like a father. Number seven, gentle but firm. Number eight, build a bank account of compassion to draw conviction from. You have to do that. Number eight, handle immorality immediately. Now, again, let the pastor do that. And pastors, you ought to do that. How many times I've had to call people and sit down and have a lie detector test. That's what we did in Hammond. I was on the staff at the college and my wife was Dr. Irvin's secretary. It's exactly what we did. And boy, it told the tale too. I've had people, I was out of town one time. Dr. Bowen gave a sergeant from Tyler Police Department, a convert, Brother Hiles, give a lie detector test to one of our leaders in the ministry, in the school. And he flunked the first question. And then I was out of town. Brother Bowen called me and he said, preacher, he failed the very first question. Back in those days, the laws were different. He did something wrong. It was immoral. And the sergeant from the Tyler Police Department looked at him and said, if you fail the second question, I've got handcuffs right here. I'm going to arrest you. He said, that's all I need. And it involved a minor. Well, when I got back into town, I asked the guy, I said, are you guilty? He said, yes, I am. He got caught. And he packed up and left town in the night, in the middle of the night. He was gone. Now, later on, people jumped on me and said, oh, you covered up sin. So I didn't cover it up. The laws back then were such that the parents had to press charges. It's not that way now. Listen, I tell pastors all the time, you better report it or they'll end up coming after you, which has happened, by the way. Pastors have been arrested because they've not told the authorities about something like that. Well, I'm just saying to you, you handle immorality immediately. Now, laws have changed. You obey the law. How many times have I picked up a phone and called the local police and said, please come. I need you right now. I've got a mom and a dad here. Come right now. I wasn't about to go a step further. Once I knew there was confession and something that was proved, I did something about it. And it gave me a good relationship with the local law enforcement too, by the way. So anyway, staff infection. Thank you, Joe Boyd, for the term staff infection. Well, actually I said it and he said, I like that term. He used it a lot. God bless you. Ministry Moments. Join me every Friday, 3:00 Central Time. And I'll see you next week.